This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Okay, I know what I'm hearing in the background now. It's not something on my end. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, let's make sure we get that volume correct. Let's not mess that one up. Is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's is, what they've done is nothing short of miraculous, because time is something you can never get past. You can never get past time. And they have spent the time and the effort and the money to develop the best geometric shapes that are going to suit your body if you decide to bolt one of their stocks to one of your weapons. And I think you should really try that. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now then, I've been meaning to bring this up for quite some time. Not too long ago, and let me set the stage for you here. On iTunes, they have this ratings system, which I don't ask anybody to go rate the podcast, simply because if you want to rate the podcast, you will. And if you don't, it's nice that you're downloading it in the first place. If you're going down, if you download it and rate it, boy, that's really nice. But anyway, that's beside the point. I had received a rating that I kind of thought was sort of unfair, and I voiced my opinion of that on the air. Now, unbeknownst to me, the person that had gave me the rating continued to listen to the podcast anyway, which, first things first, when I noticed that he had gone back and changed his mind to a certain degree, it was, that was very gratifying just to understand that. So, right now, I want to point this out, because this has never happened to me before. I have never had this happen to me before, where somebody stayed with me long enough after something started to take a second look, or maybe he was going to stay the whole time. I don't know. But whatever he did, whatever he was doing, Alaska Russ, listen to me very carefully. You need to contact me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. bill@lockandloadradio.com. Because you defined the big man thing. You got in there and you came at me about something that I did address, and I am sensitive to certain facts. And basically, this is what he did. He doesn't like the fact that I have rebroadcast, which I'm a radio show that puts the show out as a podcast so it can be available everywhere, no matter whether it's on an affiliate station or not. And there's been, the problem is that most people that do a radio show like mine do it only on the weekends. So they only have to do it one day a week. I do it 5 days a week. Last night I couldn't do it live because the AC went out. And, it was about 96 degrees in here and I didn't have anything on. whenever you're in an enclosed broadcast location, there's heat happening all around you. I've got one, two, three computer screens around me. I've got a mixer. I've got something called an energy conditioner. I've got some other things going on. Mics. It builds up heat. So I didn't do the show last night. And he was complaining that I took too much time off. And to a degree, I agree. You know, I am susceptible to weather. I'm susceptible to time. I mean, sometimes I just run out of time. Sometimes I have things happen that are beyond my control. But that's all beside the point. I'm in radio as a profession, and I should be here live every day. And every day that I do it and I'm not live, it bothers me. So, but I also know another thing about me and this show, and that is that I put out more fresh content of this type than anybody else out there. And I pointed that out, and Alaska Russ, he went and changed his rating from a 1-star to a 5-star on iTunes. Thank you, sir. You need to contact me because I'm going to give you some stuff that you can use to represent if you want to. If you don't want to, at least contact me and let me know that you heard this. Alaska Russ. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. Bill@LOCK, the letter N, LOAD, radio.com. That's never happened before. I've had plenty of people, and this is the thing about doing this. When you do this, you're public. You're being public, and when you are public, you'd better be prepared for these kind of things to come at you bad. And I've had plenty of people take issue with what I talk about, or how I talk about it, or the way I phrase it, or many, many things. But I've never had anybody sit back and say, "Now wait a minute, okay." He addressed this until Alaska Russ did it. So I'm impressed. I need to clarify a few things here. I'm not impressed that this audience would sit back and reconsider details. I just sort of take that to be part and parcel of what makes you who you are, what makes the makeup of this audience this is what drives it. But at the same time, you get so few examples of it. And one of the problems I always have with gun owners, and I'll say this quite honestly, gun owners are somewhat complacent. They get out there and they see a couple of good indicators and something. They say, "Well, things are okay now. Time for the coffee. It's Michelob time. You know, whatever, middle of time, whatever, you know." And they stop. And you can bet the gun grabbers never stop. They never let up. They never give in. If they lose, well, they get back up and they get ready to go again. And that's the way we have to be. We have to have a second effort and a third effort and a fourth effort. Always happening. Got to always happen. And with somebody like Alaska Russ, who I quite honestly thought was gone. I thought he was gone, and then he stayed around long enough to see what I did, and I addressed his issue on air. And then he came back and said, "Well, he addressed this issue," and he came at me same way he comes at Andy Gunner. So hats off, 5 stars. I'm still here, and you are still there. And if you are one of the ninjas, I want to give you some stuff that will identify you as one of the ninjas by you emailing me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. bill@LOCK, letter N, LOAD, radio.com. I hope I've said that enough. Anyway. That caught my eye. It did catch my eye. And I appreciate everybody that listens to the show. I appreciate every download. I appreciate every email. I appreciate everything that goes on. So, outstanding. And while I'm thinking about it, those of you that may be interested in the Sheath Underwear spokesman thing, go to my Facebook page. Disregard the date. And look at that email address and send your email in and get into the spokesman program with Sheath Underwear. You will not be sorry that you did. Trust me on that, especially if you're active, male or female. Male or female. Wide open, everybody. We'll get back to the grind when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look.
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. There are a few people out there that, there's a lot of people out there that have never been in a fist fight, but they'll tell you that you should never kick a man when he's down. That's baloney. The best time to kick a man before he can get up again and maybe put you on the ground or in it is when he's on the ground. If it's worth fighting, it's worth winning decisively. And this is what needs to happen now with this Supreme Court fight that's shaping up to do. And everything else in our battle with the progressive tyranny that is so loud right now. We are in a mortal struggle against the left. And if you doubt it, just get on social media and they'll tell you that you are, that it's a mortal struggle. They will also tell you that it's open season on you if you dare to resist. So it behooves us to win. You know, it behooves us to win it and win, be in it to win it. There's no reason we can't immensely enjoy it while we do. Their pain is our joy, and it makes them crazy, and that makes them ineffective. And that's what we're looking for. Donald Trump couldn't have made a bad SCOTUS pick because no matter who he picked, pantsuit wasn't doing the picking, and that was the good part of it. And whoever he picked was destined to be the worst person ever, and, of course, literally Hitler. Brett Kavanaugh, according to the fill-in-the-blank signs distributed to the otherwise unemployable weirdos, losers, and mutations that make up the lefty perma-protester class, is at least two of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, maybe three. Why? Well, because he is likely to be the final brick in the wall sealing progressives off from formal power. And, you know, they're not satisfied with running the media and Hollywood and academia and the other cultural icons like the soon-to-go-bankrupt hotness-free Miss America pageant. The left yearns to retake governmental power. They want to do more than simply wag their collective finger at us and tell us that we're deplorable. They want to mess with us using the power of the law. And that's their goal. And that's 180 degrees from the goal when the militant normals, who I describe in detail, took back power by electing Trump and a GOP Congress. Our goal was to stop leftists from messing with us. And that's our goal with retaking and remaking the Supreme Court from a progressive Politburo to, you know, into a bastion of liberty. The left wants to silence us using speech codes on campuses by banning hate speech that always seems to correspond exactly to political speech that they disapprove of. They want to harangue you and harass you regarding your religion by insisting that we bake the cake, which really means insisting that we bend the knee to the false idol of leftist dogma and guns. Yeah, they want to take our guns because disarming us has the practical benefit of making us defenseless against their quest to make us into Cuba. Cuba the sequel. Plus, it would rub our faces into our powerlessness, which they would enjoy immensely. Everything they want a Supreme Court to do is entirely devoted to showing us who's the boss, but everything we want the court to do is entirely devoted to making them leave us alone. Now, they don't all see it that way, but in the leftist defense, a lot of them are really, really, really dumb. They fantasize about Mike Pence setting up gay camps out in Wyoming, because why wouldn't he? You know, the Democrats did it to the Japanese Americans. Is that awkward? Is that awkward, Democrats? I'm sorry. Those darn Republicans are always threatening to rain fascism down on America, yet the precedents for these pending outrages from internment to Jim Crow to Civil War are always things that Democrats have already done. Is that awkward again? I'm sorry. Then there's their bizarre fixation on The Handmaid's Tale And it's stupid imagery that entrances the friendless gender studies majors you never invited to your campus parties and the bitter single cat ladies that they will inevitably become. If you thought the Nimrods offering up Harry Potter analogies for the hashtag the resistance were tiresome, wait until you get a load of the withered feminists and their gooey male allies who think us cons yearn to drape women in red tents because of Jesus or something or other. I'm not sure. Have these people ever met conservatives? Now, unlike these barren coastal crones, we're the ones doing America's breeding. And if you think conservatives are repressed, I suggest you cruise through the lobby at CPAC on Friday night at about 11 p.m. And, you know, dressing the women in robes? If conservatives were doing the handmaid thing, they go with naughty nurse outfits and cheerleader uniforms. We wouldn't go with robes. Sorry. So, regardless, our leftist opponents are inconsolable. So let's not bother consoling them. Instead, let's provoke and annoy them. Not merely because it's fun to do and because they deserve ridicule, though it is, and yeah, they do. It's because we want them in a frenzy of foam-sputtering insanity instead of the calculated insanity they're bringing right now. November's coming. And the more they run about shrieking that the sky is falling, the harder they will fall at election time when the sky doesn't. Normals tend to not vote for the crazy. Now, people like us, people, you know, who look in, you know, look at political stuff and read political stuff and listen to political stuff and get on Twitter and endlessly rewatch compilation videos of Democrats sobbing after Mrs. McMyturn got crushed on 11-8-16, are used to the other side being nuts. Par for the course. Business as usual. But to regular people who have better things to do than follow politics obsessively, these wackos are pretty scary, and that's the majority of the country. So, they're saying the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh will threaten the lives of millions of Americans for decades to come and will morph our Supreme Court into a political arm of the right-wing Republican Party. But wasn't everybody, weren't we already dying from net neutrality being pulled back and global warming and tax cuts because Mitt Romney drove around with a dog on his roof? And as for morphing the Supreme Court into a political arm of the Republican Party, that's not bad. Especially since there's a huge chance the GOP would screw that up. So let's help the Democrats get their message out. They're crazy. Let's let them enjoy it. And let's, it's okay to kick a good man or a bad man when he's down. But it's just beginning because we're looking for a Supreme Court that would be 9-0. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
During the summit, I made clear all NATO allies must honor their obligations, and I'm pleased to report that we have received substantial commitments from members to increase their defense spending and to do so in a much more timely manner.
President Donald Trump earlier today in a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May. The president also had tea with Queen Elizabeth II. The president is now spending the weekend in Scotland. A dozen Russian intelligence officials were charged with hacking into the DNC and the campaign of 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Congressman Lee Zeldin says left or right, this has to concern you.
Whether you are Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, we should be concerned about cybersecurity, whether they breach a system that has to do with the DNC or DCCC, or if it's a Republican network.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is the superb choice. Now, there's other companies that make gun stocks out there, without a doubt. There's nobody that makes them like Boyd's. Wood. Treated wood. Good wood. Great wood. Old school. They've got old school shapes. They've got very modern shapes. Just about any finish you want. It is a very efficient place. Check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. Now, the movie This is Spinal Tap has this famous scene where Nigel Tufnel is explaining to the director of the documentary about the band that his amplifiers all go to 11. Meaning they can turn them up louder than amps that only go to 10. When it's explained to him that you could just make 10 louder, Nigel simply replies, these go to 11. It's a great bit in a funny movie if you've never seen it, but the concept that makes it so funny now is a little less so because leftists have found a way to actually exceed what was once thought to be 10 on the outrage meter. recently there was a column I saw that where they wrote about how hard it is to parody the left because they've become a parody. It was a joke about how they were going to whine and cry no matter what name Trump announced. Little did anybody know at that time that the Women's March would forget to proofread their press release before hitting send when the president announced Brett Kavanaugh. The press release read, in response to Donald Trump's nomination of XX to the Supreme Court, the Women's March released the following statement. The XX was an editor's note to be replaced once the name was announced, but XX isn't recognized as a misspelling by word processing programs, so it wasn't underlined in red because it's the scientific designation of female chromosomes, and the two biological genders have yet to be outlawed. But stand by, that may be coming. The next line of the press release was Trump's announcement today is a death sentence for thousands of women in the United States. That scare tactic kind of loses what little bit it had or what little bite it had when you realize it was written long before any name was known. It was irrelevant to the leftists who were nominated or who was nominated. They were going to be portrayed as a monster no matter who it was, no matter what they'd done, no matter what they stood for, no matter where they were, no matter who they are. And the Women's March acknowledged as much, or more accurately, was forced to acknowledge as much by their blunder when they tweeted, "We did prepare a press release in advance because we knew that all the people on Trump's nominee list would strip protections for almost every marginalized group in the United States for years to come." That only works that way if you actually believe that government grants you rights, and then therefore there's nothing to stop the government from repealing those rights. And luckily, we don't live in a country where the government grants rights. If you read the Constitution, which the leftists don't seem to have done, you notice that it's nowhere in it or in any of the amendments where the government grants rights. You should be happy with that, leftists. It acknowledges rights with which we were born and says the federal government cannot infringe upon them. Thanks to the left-wing bastardization of our establishing document, the Democratic Party, a complicit media, activists, and the preference of so much of the public education system to indoctrinate rather than educate, there are a lot of people who believe our rights come from Washington, D.C. In recent years, it has gotten worse. Democrats have been using the courts to implement their agenda because voters have rejected them and what they want to do when they've had a chance to vote on it. So ironically, the party who loves to chant, "This is what democracy looks like," have done all they can to circumvent the will of voters by relying on courts to impose their will. And that is what is at stake with the Kavanaugh nomination. And that scares the hell out of the left collectively. Absolutely. It never should have been like this. The courts were never intended to be this powerful. And certainly we're not supposed to serve as a super legislative branch, a black-robed A-team, correcting what they saw as social injustices that the duly elected representatives of the people refused to fix. But that's where we are right now. And that's what an original Supreme Court can begin to correct. So that means the leftist mob is about to turn the crazy up to 12 or higher. They're going to twist the knob off of the amplifier. Their whole agenda is at risk. And the crazy started with the nomination announcement, which on the steps of the Supreme Court, Fox News host Shannon Bream was berated by angry leftists, as if there's any other kind besides angry, and was forced to move her show back to the Fox studios. She felt threatened because she's known as a Fox News reporter, and that was enough for a group of men to start screaming obscenities at her from a few feet away. Luckily, that's where it ended. She and her staff got out of there before it could get any worse. But make no mistakes, it would have gotten worse. Now, this is the part that I take no pleasure in telling you, but I've said it. It's easy to get a mob of people worked into an emotional frenzy. It's much tougher to control it once you start it. It becomes a little bit nuclear. It becomes like a reaction that keeps feeding itself, the mushroom cloud, the fusion that begins with that. Democrats don't even seem to want to control it anymore as long as they don't turn violent before they vote. Therein lies the rub. How are they going to control it when they can't control it now? They can't control when this is going to pop or when it's going to mess up. And if it does and it messes up in the wrong place, it's going to be really bad for the leftists. It's going to be bad for us. It's going to be bad for everybody because there's going to be some clocks cleaned on that one. But it might get a whole lot worse before it gets any better at all. Now, in the waning moments of this segment, let me talk to you one more time about Elevate. Elevate is they're a company that makes this stuff, this recovery textile. And right now they're running a deal at a website they've set up with me. And it's got a video that I made on it. It's elevate.com/bill. And it's spelled LAV8.com/bill. And there, if you buy the sheets, you're going to get the socks for free, which is a $65 value. The thing about Elevate, I've been using it now for about a year. And this does aid in recovery. It does aid in circulation. It does aid in flexibility. And that makes it easier for me to get out and get on the trail on a bike, which I started doing again finally after the weather broke this week. And in 2 days, I was back up to full speed. But that would not have been that way had I not been using Elevate up to this point. And that's the thing. In our life is meant to be lived. It's not meant to be, we're not meant to be stationary. We need to stay in motion. And that's where Elevate comes in. LAV8.com/bill. Go take advantage of the deal. You'll save a lot of money. You sleep in sheets. You wear socks. You may as well use sleep in, wear stuff that's going to make you stronger. Going to get you out of the house and on the trail. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I didn't really mean to time that when he started singing that time. That sort of almost messed me up. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The recent Supreme Court Janus versus AFSCME decision 5-4 now prohibits the mandatory collection of agency fees by public sector unions. That didn't sound like much, does it? I heard about that bill. What does that mean? This is the equivalent of a political earthquake of 9.0 on the Richter scale. And the union movement knows this. Now, the reason this is important to me and you is because that money is often used against, almost every dollar is used against us in some way, shape, or fashion. It goes to fund the Democrats. What are the Democrats after? They're after our guns, they're after our money, they're after our controlling us. That's what they want to do. They view agency fees, well, the unions do, as necessary for their survival, and their concern is that without them, the public sector unions could shrivel and take the broader union movement with them. Unions had a purpose a long time ago, but in today's modern world, a lot of times unions seem to prohibit almost they're countered what they say they do. I worked for a company called Interstate Baking before I got into the radio business, and it was a bread company, a cake company. I delivered, among other things, the Hostess Twinkies. And Interstate Bakeries, which owned the Merita brand and everything, that went away
during a union renegotiation when all but one union accepted an agreement, and the one union that wouldn't, they could not overcome that, and it took the whole company down. So instead of making anybody's job better or anybody getting paid more or anything else that they claimed that they were doing, they decided instead to just take everything down, and everybody lost their job. The brand, of course, the brands, Merida and Hostess and all of those others, they still survive today because somebody bought them. But it essentially made two bread companies that I know of in the United States, or at least in this area, one of which is controlled out of Mexico called Bimbo, spelled Bimbo, but it's Bimbo, and Bimbo is a big Mexican company. Trust me, Mexico controls a lot of our baked goods now. The Janus decision is going to cut into the public sector union membership, which can only translate to a significant curtailment of donations to the Democratic Party, because the unions would set this up this way. They would say, okay, if you want to work in this place, you have to be a member of the union. So then you would be paying basically for the right to work somewhere. And the union would be taking that money, and you might be just as red as the day is long. You might, have a George Washington t-shirt that you wear everywhere you go with an America the Beautiful license tag and everything else. The union was going to take your money and do with it how they saw fit, which was to give it to Democrats. This is going to cripple a lot of left-wing activist groups who have heretofore relied on union money. And here are some of the ramifications flowing from the Janus decision in a little detail. This decision is similar to the union reform that Governor Scott Walker pushed through in 2010 in Wisconsin. In the wake of Act 10, which, among other things, allowed public sector employees to opt out of bargaining fees, the Wisconsin Teachers Union alone lost 60% of its members. This led to the decline of the state's overall union density as it fell from 14.1% in 2011 to 9% in 2016, and that is a significant recall that Donald Trump narrowly won Washington's 10 electoral votes by 47.9% to 46.9%. Lack of union money and volunteers certainly helped Trump there. The National Education Association, the country's largest teachers union with over 3 million members, is forecasting loss of 370,000 members over the next 2 years in the wake of Janus. The NEA also has 88,000 educators who are non-members who pay agency fees to the union. They expect to lose many of these also. So what with the decline of industrial unions, public sector unions have become the mainstay of the labor movement. But without this legal compulsion, where they have no choice but to be in it, public sector union membership is sure to plummet from teachers to municipal and state workers. Many labor people now fear that this could spell the end of unions as being the political force they have been in the past. And as the unions weaken, so do the Democratic Party. The problem has become that public sector unions are not only a cash machine for the Democratic Party, they also provide volunteers and get out the vote efforts at election time. And all of that's going to be hurt by falling union membership. And furthermore, union bosses will now have to devote much of their effort and more of their effort and money to stem their membership losses instead of spending it on electing Democrats who, depending on the candidates, some 30 to 40% of their members dislike. And that's going to both reduce the amount of money donated to Democrats and even somewhat moderate the type of Democrat the union bosses will dare to support. Now, though not as well known as its support of the Democratic Party, public sector unions are deep in providing money to left-wing activist groups. So even more so than the union money flowing to Democrats, this cash stream is in jeopardy due to Janus. From a union perspective, donating money to the Democratic Party brings tangible and sometimes immediate results. And supporting radical activists who agitate for loose immigration enforcement, environmental radicalism, gun control, the LGBT agenda, and more, that, you know, now that's more of a luxury, long-term union investment, if you will. And the radical groups are icing on their cake and will be the first to go when the money tightens. textbook definition of activist is a person or group who campaigns to bring about political or social change. And that's fair enough, but the connotation tends to be more restrictive. So when speaking of an activist group, the implication is, at least at first blush, that is a leftist or, you know, liberal wing or whatever. And that's not necessarily the case. There are numerous conservative activist groups, from think tanks to donor groups to business associations like NRA, for example. Not content to let public sector union membership bleed out, conservative groups like the Mackinac Center in Michigan and the Buckeye Institute in Ohio, among others, aggressively reaching out to workers, explaining to them how to opt out of their unions. Here they will also be allowing the path set by the Freedom Foundation in the states of Oregon and Washington by using robocalls, door-to-door canvassing, and target advertising to encourage public sector workers to break free of the unions if they really want to. So, this seemingly innocuous announcement, the seemingly innocuous decision by the Supreme Court, is nothing of the sort at all. And this is bad. This is really bad for the Democrats. They lost that, and Trump nominated Kavanaugh all in the same week. They knew Kavanaugh was coming. I'm pretty sure they didn't know this was coming. And I don't feel bad for him. Bad policy is always going to tell. It's always going to tell. And eventually it always comes to an end as well. That's the part that they never seem to want to quite grasp. Everything ends. The really bad stuff ends sooner. So, coming up next, I have never had her on the show before. Her name is Renee, but you know her as Lioness Tactics. We're going to talk to another female instructor, a highly, highly skilled operator. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.